guys, this is Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley,
Peniel,
and BM.
Yes, and we get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood. Ooh. And today, we're going to be talking about gossip.
Gossip.
Yes.
Gossip.
Mm-hmm.
What's the word?
What's the word around town these days?
No, we're not going to be spilling the tea necessarily, but we're talking about the fine art of gossiping.
Okay, the fine art of gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, please feel free to let us know and interact with us on our socials or comment under the show's YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/divepods.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Also subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast and leave us a 5-star review so other people can know about
this awesome podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
Fine arts.
So is there like a way or like techniques of doing this?
Can you hone your gossiping skills?
It's like, you know, spilling the tea but not too much. It's like that boundary.
Like little dribble of tea?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay, so what is gossiping first of all?
I mean, I feel like it's just like talking smack about someone.
Yeah, talking smack. Behind the back.
Or like what's the word around town about,
you know? Who and who or who or…
Yeah, what would you say is gossiping?
Gossiping?
Yeah, you do it all the time. What is
Excuse
it?
Excuse me.
Every single day you hit me up like, yo, did you hear about… No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I guess it's talking about someone or something that you're not that sure of. It's kind of like making assumptions slash spreading
rumors.
But that's different.
Okay.
Like, rumors is different from gossiping.
Gossiping is like talking smack about something that's like really… Like facts, right? You're talking facts when you gossip. Kind of?
I don't know. It's like hard.
No, but it could be like a rumor that you heard. What if it's not facts? And then you're like, yo, did you share that? Like,
it's like… Yeah, it's like, I'm not sure, but I think… La, 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 la. Like, I think like… Blah, 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 blah.
True, true, true.
Yeah. So it's just like… you're just passing down the word to other people.
Mm-hmm.
That you heard
spreading
about who
it.
And who.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
I feel like we're all guilty of gossiping. I've definitely, you know, there's been a lot of stuff that I feel like I've repeated after hearing from another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like you're not sure if it's like 100% true or not. But you're
true.
Like, yo, I heard that.
Yeah.
But I if heard, I'm like, not sure, I'm not sure. Do you like make sure you say like, oh, I'm not 100% sure, but I heard that.
I always say it first and then I say I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want that to come back to me, you know?
Oh, so it's just… You're just selfish.
No, it's just like… I'm not sure. Don't like trust me 100%. But I think I just… I think. Yeah. And then that's how you start.
I've seen a gang of fights happen because of gossiping.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Back gossiping in like junior high school.
You girls get crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
But I think gossip is different from like talking… Like talking… about someone is like when you just say all these bad things about this person, right? Talk like…
I feel like that ties in with gossip though. Like, hey, did you hear she kind of did a little… you know what I mean? Did you hear about that? Are you serious? Wow.
She gossips with her eyes.
Would you say you're good at keeping secrets though? Like…
Like if it came out to me and I knew about it… Like, I knew the facts and someone was like, hey, I heard this from him. What's up with that? Like, if I knew the facts, would I spill the beans is what you're asking? Or is like…
Or like if someone like told him something like confidentially, like keeping secret.
What kind just secret? Keeping secrets in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that?
I feel like if when I'm told whatever they tell me and they're like, this cannot go out ever.
Mm.
This is a secret. Don't tell nobody. Hell yeah. I'll keep that a secret. But if they don't say that… I kind of have to… No. I don't spill the beans everywhere. But I do… I do like… I think for myself. I'm just like… All right. Is this something that my friend would not want me to say to other people?
Uh-huh.
And like… Is this information that should not get out? And then if I think it's not… I kind of just don't. I keep it on… I keep it low key. If not…
Mm.
If it comes into subject… Sometimes I might
slip out a little bit.
I don't think I'm good at keeping secrets because I always tell like it to at least like my best friend.
Well, that's the
like,
last time I'm gonna tell you any secrets. All right.
Never telling you anything again.
Well, I like share everything with my best friend.
Yeah, that's how it starts. And then your best friend tells her other best friend. Yeah. And then that best friend tells their other best friend. And then all of a sudden, next day, they're like, hey, I heard you.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Who did? I only told Ashley.
Yeah.
What?
But I make sure it doesn't go out of our friend circle.
Can you control that?
Can you control that?
Just tell her, but don't tell that girl.
No, it has never happened. Like, I tell you guys, and then you guys don't tell it to anyone outside of our friend circle.
I don't tell it to anyone if you wanted to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Not even my best friend.
Yeah, if you tell me to keep it on the low-low, I'll keep it on the low-low.
I mean, yeah, if you tell me, like, don't even tell your, like… mom or like your best friend, then yeah, I wouldn't say it. But like you said before, you guys never say like changing up your word. Like, top secret, like take it to the grave. You guys never say that. I'm just like, you know what?
And but that, you, guys, is what gossip is.
Mm. But there's this funny thing about gossip. Super, super weird. When they tell you don't say anything to anyone about it, something weird about it just makes you want to tell the world. No? Just like, hold on.
Let me get on Instagram live real quick. Like,
oh, hell
what'd you say?
No.
Yeah, y'all want the real 411?
No, but yeah, no, it's like.
But I'll keep it on the low. But I'll stay true.
Are you guys like the type to like open up a lot though? Like, do you guys tell your friends
my personal secrets?
Yeah, and like whatever you hear.
Yeah, there's a select few I talk up to about like everything.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Everything.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. I think so.
Mm. Well, has anyone else leaked your secret? Or like, have you ever heard someone else gossiping about you?
No, actually. No. I haven't.
I'm not sure. I've heard like fake rumors about me.
Oh yeah. Like dating and stuff like that. Yeah.
Who did they say you were dating? Oh, yeah, we don't have to say that.
Yeah,
it was so weird because someone came up to me and they were like, I heard Peniel's dating someone. And I was like…
Wait, what? What? Who?
I told you about this. And I was like, where'd you hear that? Where'd you hear that? And she was like, oh, I know this reporter and she told me. And I was like… I was thinking like, no. Like, he's my friend. I would know. And I was like…
Wait, I don't know any reporters.
Well, she just probably assumed or heard from someone else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but…
Was it because she was interested in Peniel herself?
No.
What's her name?
Oh, never mind. That's all I have to say.
Have you ever heard like a really ridiculous rumor about yourself, Matthew?
Yeah, not no like way like away from facts type rumors. I never heard none.
Yeah, like after high school, you know, it's like I didn't really go to school or anything, and I just feel like after high school, it's just like there wasn't that much like drama, gossip. Like,
true,
that wasn't that like too much of it. I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like all the gossip that went around about me were all facts. Like all that shit was real. When it came back to me, I was like, yo. Probably right. Yeah. Sound like me. Yeah. A lot of people say I have very strong emotions. But if you say it negatively… when I'm sad… Like, man, I don't even want to be around that guy. He's too sad. Or like, I have friends like… That talk about it within amongst friends. Mm. So that's kind of like something where I'm just like… Yes, that gossip's cool. Because that's something that I have to work on myself anyways.
Mm.
So when I heard that, I was just like… Damn, you guys talking that behind my back. But you right.
Mm. You're right.
Yeah. You're right. I should…
Constructive criticism gossip is okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Okay.
I don't think I gossip about people I dislike or I don't care about because I just wouldn't talk about them at all.
You sure?
Yeah, most of the times. But it's like…
most of the times,
in our friend group, you know, there's like… You know, let's say the circle, there's like 10 people, right? And then you're not going to see that one person all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that person is dating someone and you think they're like… They're going through a rough patch right now in their relationship.
Yeah.
Then like if we met up, we'd be like, oh, like, do you know what's going on with him? Like, what's going on with her? Like, is she going through something? I don't know. Mm. Have you talked to her? It's more like that. Not like…
I feel like that's okay.
Right?
That's not really like… That's not really gossip though. That's like worrying about…
I don't know. Because we're still assuming
gossip,
and we're still talking about them when they're not here.
Yeah, I guess it's
But
gossip.
Like, I don't mean to gossip, but it's just like… Are they okay? Like, do you know anything? And then you'd be do you know anything? Have you talked to him? Have you talked to her? Like… It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm the worst person to ask though in the friend group. I'm always clueless.
You're always clueless. You're like, really?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
They're like, really? Yo, like, did you hear about like, are they okay in the relationship? I'm like, he's in a relationship? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, since
yeah.
when?
You guys inform him, please.
Yeah.
No, I he's just very slow. Like. he doesn't catch on very quickly. He's just
gossiping about me in front of me.
Unless we tell him like straight up. Oh, when I was a trainee, there was so much gossip about celebrities. Because back when you're a trainee, you have like this fantasy of like all the stars and celebrities, right? And all the trainees would just talk about all these different singers. Like, they're dating who. Like, she got pregnant or he got her pregnant. Like, all that stuff.
Oh, I've heard like that stuff. But like half of them I don't think are true.
Right?
Yeah.
I was pretty out of that loop. Like, I'm DSP Media, like the trainees in that circle… When we're all trainees, we're all like super innocent and super out of every other circle. Mm. No one had other trainee friends from other companies.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I don't think we had many people that knew other trainees as well. Mm. But like they would just spread rumors about like stuff that they heard.
Damn.
About like other celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, like I heard from someone that like… That knows someone that this celebrity is like blah, blah, blah. It's just like… But then like when you're a trainee, you're like, really?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, maybe they have actual like insight on something, you know? It's like…
The rumor or like gossip or rumors that I still hear now, like today, is like, oh, this celebrity's a like beep or like he's mean or like…
Like he's rude.
Yeah. Because I think the staff kind of… You know, gossip and spread.
Oh, yeah, staff.
Ooh, staff is big for celebrities. If any artists are watching this right now, be good to your staff because you don't know what they'd be saying behind you.
And then I heard that staff is actually one of like the biggest reasons that
it
goes out. Because while you're on your phone like texting your significant other, you're getting your hair and makeup done so they can see all that.
They can
see all that.
Yep.
So you got to be careful if you're, you know, getting hair and makeup done or whatever.
That rumor always spreads because like… If you have a hairstylist, you have a makeup artist, you have a stylist coordinator and all that, you're going to be with them for a good amount of time, especially if you're on tour and whatnot. You're going to see like a lot of different me's, you know what I mean? You're going to see a lot of different parts of me and the bad sides and the good sides. But if you have more bad than good, that's just going to get out for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys want information about me? Hit up my stylist. She'll let you know what's up.
Who's your stylist? It's my best friend.
But I think it's also hard. And they're like really hard on celebrities sometimes. Because let's say you go to like a show or you go to perform. And there are staff or people behind the stage that you only meet like once, right? And let's say you're having a horrible day like or something terrible happened.
And you're
in a bad mood.
Yeah.
And they just judge you off of that one time. And they'll like say like, oh, I met her. I worked with her. Like she's such a… Or like, oh, he's so rude. Like, you know, like that… Like that's kind of unfair.
It is. But I feel like it comes with the job too.
Yeah. You have to always be professional.
You gotta be always on your A game.
Yeah. You gotta smile 24/7. Even if you don't want to smile.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the hardest part about this job. Oh! Yeah. We should disclose this because she or he deserves a shout. Let me think. Super Junior. All of Super Junior are super nice. They're all hella cool.
You know, BM from Card and Ashley? I heard they're pretty chill.
I heard Peniel's really sweet too. Like, Peniel's an angel.
Thanks.
All right. That sounded like, you had like no…
What?
Peniel's an angel.
No, he really is.
Right, but yeah, who's nice?
No, but when I like talk to other people and they say like, oh, you're friends with like BM or Peniel, like they always have good things to say about you guys.
Yes.
They're like, oh my god, they're so nice. Like they're so sweet.
Tight.
Yeah.
Yo, our image training worked.
Personality training 101.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There has been a lot of like artists that like… I think one big thing for me is to see if they're nice or not is when you're at the… The… What do you call 방송국?
Yeah, like music broadcast
stations. Yeah, the broadcast stations. Yeah. When you're there, everyone greets each other. Like in
Korean culture,
you have to bow. Mm-hmm. There's always artists that don't greet back or greet back very nicely.
Mm.
I'm trying to think who always greeted back nicely.
Oh, for me? Shina. was actually like super nice.
Yeah?
Because when I told everyone like about my hair, like I went on the show and everything and whatever.
Yeah.
He actually like got their manager to contact my manager and I was like, he wants to talk to you. And then I went and he was like,
oh, what?
Yeah, I was like, you know, I was like, you shouldn't be so stressed, like blah blah blah. And he like talked to me about it.
Damn, what? that's actually really nice of him.
That's really sweet. Yeah,
that's how the senior should be. But yeah, you know, there's some seniors that are like, you're just like, oh yeah, 안녕하세요. And they're like, it's like, mm. And then walk
yeah,
by.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I love it. I love it when they do that. You know why? It just makes me think. I swear there's going to be a one day I'm going to be bigger than you. You're going to regret that shit.
Oh, I swear. The motivation.
Wow. Yeah. I take
MJ
it like
mentality.
That. Yeah. There are a couple artists that do that though. Like they're just like… But I like… I, on one hand, I can understand and be like… You know, they're up there. They don't want to like say what's up. And like… Be open to… Being able to… Let me think that… I could like approach them.
Because
they just like… You know, it could you be like… Yeah, different levels or they're just uncomfortable. It could be anything, but I just take it like that. So it's like motivation.
Mm. I could see uncomfortable though because my member had his solo debut recently, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I went to 음악 방송 and then like I didn't want to leave the waiting room.
Oh,
because we're like eight years now.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like we're like. Sambit to like a lot of people now.
Oh,
so
true,
like,
true, true.
Like I step out and everyone's just like, oh, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요. I'm just like, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요.
Like, true, true, true.
It's like, yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, it's like I don't want to leave the room.
True.
It's like,
yeah.
8 years of that will make you uncomfortable. I feel like, yeah.
It's like I was just like, at this point, I think I should just walk at like a 90-degree, like you know, like just position, just like just walk straight down, like 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요, 안녕하세요.
True, true, true.
Like everyone's coming up to you to like say hi. So it's like, it's like
especially the rookie groups, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's like I don't have a good back either. I'm like I can't be bending that much, man.
True. Yeah, I think those really stir up some gossip sometimes too.
Maybe. So people like to just make assumptions and they just like to make stuff up.
But the thing with gossip is like when you tell one person and that person tells the next person and that person tells the next person, the story.
Changes each
every
time.
Mm-hmm. There's always a little bit of more meat. So like, I'll tell you like, hey, you ate together. You'll tell someone else, hey, they ate together. They ate together. What they eat? Where they eat at? Mm-hmm. That place right next to the motel. Oh, snap. Then when you tell it to the next person, they came out the motel together?
Yeah,
exactly.
Eat, and then like, it'll probably get like that.
Have you guys ever like caught someone that spread rumors about you or got caught spreading rumors maybe?
I found out my friend was talking crap about me.
What'd she say?
I know who it is, I think. Yeah, uh-oh. I know who it is. Yeah.
What'd she say?
Hey. I shouldn't swear.
But she was just like a toxic person. She just kind of talked about everyone in her life. Like, you know, to me, she would talk about someone else. And to that person, she would talk about me. To like Peniel, she would talk about you. It's just like, you know. Mm.
Dang, she just…
So I just like cut her out of my life.
Yeah.
Some people are just like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just like talk, huh?
Bunch of people cut her out of her life. What is the psychology behind that?
Gossiping?
I have no idea.
I feel like maybe, one thing that could be a possible reason for gossip is definitely entertainment. Mm-hmm. Entertainment is huge because gossip is on the internet. Gossip is on, you know, like main websites. Like Naver has its own thing for gossip. Like Yone. Like I feel like that's all like just either facts or like gossip mm-hmm. or like rumors.
Really? They have a thing for gossiping? Yeah,
I think so. Like, isn't like Yonege part? Like, if you click it, there's like news on celebrities.
Oh, really?
And like, some of them are facts. Some of them are like records of like, you know, if they beat records or something. Or if like, you know, but most… a lot of them… That's where the dating stuff come up.
Oh,
like,
really?
She was… Yeah, speculation on this person dating this person.
Oh. Some is just like they screenshot like someone's Insta page and they're like… Could it possibly be? They're talking about this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's a freaking Instagram post. Like,
yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's funny though. People do be doing that. Not insinuating, but like purposely putting in little
hidden…
MSG.
Like, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, going back into speculations on rumors.
I think people gossip and people spread rumors because their lives are boring.
Okay.
That is… Yeah.
Like…
Alright.
They need something interesting. They need something to spark up their life. And it is sometimes it can be fun, like, oh my god, you know what, like, that this happened, and they're like, oh my god, really, oh my god, like,
yeah, there's a gang of people on that.
Yeah, if we cared about our own lives as much as we like cared about others, then I feel like we would all be much more
careful.
Successful and happy. Mm. Or like, yeah.
Agreed.
Mm. For sure.
Yeah, I feel like you guys. Do you guys read like comments on SNS or like YouTube and whatnot? Like when rumors start coming out.
Sometimes, like, I go through my explore page and there are like these theories and speculations about who's dating who, like this drama between who and who. And it's so detailed. Mm. And it's like, I read it and this is like, I'm like, this is like BS. Like not even 1% of it is right, but they're so confident. Mm. And they're just like, oh my God, this is facts. On this day, like they went on a date, like it's the same thing, blah, blah, blah. They wore the like couple shoes, couple whatever. And like, especially when I know the people, right? I'm just like, how do you make this up? Like, how do you… And they, like, believe it. They believe it. They believe it. They make it up and they believe it. So, I'm just like… What?
Is there… Oh, never mind. Yeah. I mean, I think stuff like this is kind of, like… ridiculous, though. Mm. It's like… I feel like it's kind of annoying, too. Because it's like… if you're, like, friends with the person, you know… and then all of a sudden there's, like, a dating rumor…
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to be awkward to be,
oh,
like…
for, like, you and your friend?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, let's say, like, Ashley and I had a dating rumor. I'd be like, yo, it's like kind of like, I feel awkward to, like, hit her up now. Like,
yeah,
people, true,
like,
true.
It's like, we, like, let's say we say, like, no, we're just friends, right? And, like, let's say we hang out again, people are going to be like, oh, yo, they're not friends. Like, look at them, they're on a date again. It's like, I feel like that stuff's going to happen. So it's like,
no, but, like, if you're confident and if you, like, if you are, you know, genuinely, like, not dating and you're just, like, friends, I feel like we should just hang out even more and, like,
I know. It's like, I don't really care about it.
Like, we're just like, friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it could definitely like ruin friendships too though.
Fake
stuff, you know? Yeah.
You guys ever wonder like if it's really them believing in that type of stuff or if it's like they're trying to do it for like the clout or if like…
I think a lot of it is clout.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because like all these YouTube videos that's like… oh, dating rumors. Or like, they get so many views.
Yeah, YouTube videos on this?
Yeah, people make YouTube videos on this.
I'm not gonna lie. I was pretty like… there was a time where like, when it was like popping, I was kind of gullible. And I was like, oh, snap. Really? Damn. Because they do articulate like a lot on it. You know
what
I mean?
It's very detailed.
Just, it is. I'm just like, damn. You put one and one together like that. Okay, okay. You're right. All right. And then like, I'll be on Instagram and like they'll come up on my feed or something. I'll be like, and then in my head, what I heard will come up. And then like, you know, I feel like it'll make me want to… So I feel like the normal person, it is natural for them to hear it and want to repeat it again. Because it's just like, you hear the news.
Yeah.
One thing that comes with that is, I feel like it comes with feeling important. I have information that you don't have.
Of course. Right, and people are like, oh my God, how did you figure this out?
Yeah. Sure. I think that's a big one too.
Yeah.
Which is a very nice way to say clout. If you think about it.
Yeah. It's clout, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So how do you guys gossip like when it comes up? Like say you got some crazy information, right?
Top secret.
Yeah. And you have to tell your best friend. You have to. This is like, it's not harmful for you. It's not harmful for him. But he got to know. Like, you're inside of you. And you got to tell him. That tingling is tickling. You know what
I mean? Yeah.
How do you tell him? How do you milk it? Like, what do you do? How do you say?
I just like FaceTime. Because I want to see the reaction.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, guess what?
And they're like,
what? And they get scared. I'm like… You won't believe this. And they'll be like, well, what is it? Exciting. And then I'll just tell them like straight up, like, I saw this. Yeah. It's just the first part
that I
like. I know.
What?
But because I hate it when people do that to me. I don't want to do the same. Because I get so like frustrated. I'm just like…
You said you hate it when people do it to you and you don't want to do the same.
No, I'm saying when they milk it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just want them to like tell me straight up. I'm not going to make them guess. Like, oh, like guess.
I mean, I feel like if you're going to… spill some beans. Have fun with it, you know?
Yeah, right?
Have some fun with it.
I milked the shit out of it, bro. I'm like, hey, like, you'll never
like,
believe
like,
what
guess,
happened.
Guess. I'll give you three hints. Guess.
Oh my God.
Like, guess, guess. No, that's not right.
Oh my god.
No, no, no. Not even close. Oh, a little warmer. Oh no, you called again.
You do that?
I don't do like the guest thing, but I just tell the story in like a very like the most dramatic way I could tell it. Like, it was different. You know what I mean? And then like that.
Crazy MSG.
Yeah. But I don't change the
facts.
The facts. Right, if it's right, factual, right. I don't change the facts. I just make it sound good. So out of the three of us, I feel like one of us got the scoop on the 411, the idol entertainment industry.
Idol entertainment most. Industry or like our friend group?
Just in general, like exciting.
Okay.
I feel like it's Ashley.
No, I feel like it's Peniel.
Is it you?
Peniel? I feel like it's BN.
No, Peniel has the most like broad group of like very different group of friends, even in the idol industry.
Oh yeah?
Like me, like you and I feel like it's just like most of like mostly just Korean Americans, like Kyopos. Mm. And then Peniel.
True.
Like more Korean friends in the industry as well. So he definitely knows a lot more than we do.
And you've been in the industry the longest too, right?
Oh, I guess.
Yeah.
You got the scoop.
Oh, I don't got much in the scoop. I got a little tiny scoop.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's definitely
I don't know too much. Yeah.
But I'm pretty good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, he barely tells us anything about like his members or like his other friends. Yeah. It's just always
true. Yeah. I feel like you're good with discretion.
Yeah. Maybe I do got the scoop, but I just don't tell you.
Oh. That was you.
Yeah, he definitely knows. Yeah, he just acts like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I just don't know for real. Like our friend group. Wait, like are they still okay together? What? They're together? What is what?
Yeah.
No,
you never
knows.
Know. You never know.
Okay, so let's talk about actual person's problem.
Persons.
A person seeking advice.
Oh.
So
people? That's the plural of person.
The title is Dealing with Gossip, Character Assassination Against Me at the Workplace.
Wait, what?
So someone is antagonizing. All right, this person says… A coworker has been telling others that I was the person who committed a mistake that was a critical mistake made by an employee which wasn't me in actuality. I was told by supervisors that it was not me who committed the mistake after they checked cameras by my coworker, all the while telling everyone that it was in fact me who committed the mistake. I know this is an external reaction made by my coworker and I can't control what he does and says, but I'm wondering if I should confront him and let him know he needs to stop gossiping and character assassinating me at the workplace. Just looking for advice on how I should deal with this as stoic as possible. Thanks.
I think they should definitely confront.
Yeah, just be upfront with them. But I feel like there's no need to be too critical about it. Just be like, hey, like… I mean, if it's like the first time, I don't think you need to be like mean about it. But just like, hey, like I heard you've been spreading this and this about me. But it's like, I got like confirmation from the boss? The supervisor that it wasn't actually me. So, if you're still going around saying that, I'd really appreciate it if you didn't, you know, if you stopped.
Yeah, because that coworker might really think that it was you.
Yeah, they might actually think it's you, so it's like…
Oh.
But still, they shouldn't have like been going around saying like, it was him who made the mistake in the first place, but…
Yeah.
So they found who committed the mistake, and it wasn't the one spreading the rumors, nor was it the person who is having the rumors spread about, right?
Is it the one… I don't know, yeah, we don't know if it's the one spreading the rumors or not, but we know that it's not the one that is getting rumors spread about them.
Imagine it's the coworker who made the mistake and they're blaming it on you.
It's trying to be a cover-up.
Then you guys gotta get down.
Then you gotta throw hands. No, just kidding.
You gotta throw hands.
Let's say this took place at… What's your favorite fast food restaurant?
I don't know. All right, McDonald's. We're going with McDonald's, guys. All right?
Okay.
All right, we're just going with McDonald's. And coworker BM.
Mm-hmm.
And coworker A.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why are you gonna… Okay.
All okay, right. Coworker A and B.
Okay.
All right. Coworker A… Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
Coworker A is spreading the rumors. And coworker B is the one that sent in the submission.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You take it from here.
So it's A… Like,
you never did improv class? You gotta toss it and you gotta build up on my improv. Let's go.
So I'm the one who… you know, I've been working at McDonald's for a long time now. Mm-hmm. So I'm way…
You? I didn't say it was you. I said
I'm
it was
way
A&B.
Above you, A. Okay. So I am a senior. Of
all right.
You know, and… because I wasn't careful, I broke the ice cream machine. But I can't let people know. It hurts my pride because I've been working here for so long.
And you
I
might get demoted.
Yeah, I can't let them know that I broke the machine. So
yeah.
Since you, it's been so… it hasn't been long since you joined. I'll be like, oh, you know what? BM, it's okay. BM did it. I'm sorry. I'll take care of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's okay. New here, so he doesn't really know much. I'll get it fixed as soon as possible.
I checked the CCTV though. You broke that. And what I'm learning from you is that I could break and say someone under me did it. That's messed up. You know, stop.
So how would you confront me?
I'd be mad first off if I knew it was you.
I'd be mad too.
I'd be like, hey, I really broke it. Like, I'll ask you first. I'd be like, hey, I broke it. What would you say? Yeah. Yeah,
like,
you'd probably say yeah at first.
Yeah, I thought you broke it.
I ask you again. I broke it?
I don't know.
Look at his biceps. You want to say yeah again?
No. You were the only one that was there.
But did you check the CCTV cameras?
I don't have to.
You don't have to. Why?
Because I know it's you.
Why is it me?
Because you're new here. You probably don't even know how to work the machine.
I checked the CCTV camera as you.
Oh, sh…
You're fine. Red-handed. Do it just like that.
The hell just happened?
Ask him twice first.
Twice? Oh.
Was it really me though? You know? Ask him twice. Because you're going to make him feel guilty.
Mm.
They're blaming you.
Yeah.
And yeah. Just like Ashley, the second answer was, I don't know.
Yeah. I'd be like, if that happened to me, I'd be like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was just too embarrassed.
Right.
And I'll come clean.
Right.
Would you come clean though?
If you did it like that, then I'd be like, hey, I understand. I'll take the blame.
Mm.
But as long as we know between us,
it was you all along.
As long as you know and I know.
Yeah.
We're straight. But you above me and I got your back. I think if you do it like that, then it's kind of like it's going to be a smooth sailing from there.
And then you guys will probably get tighter as coworkers too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But what if it wasn't a senior? They're both new workers.
Then you're fired. Oh. You're fired. Who the
fuck? Bye.
Who you think you are, little boy? Sit down. Kiss me on your forehead.
Those who love good gossip. I think you should fact check.
Fact check this. Yep.
Fact check and then make sure if it's something that you don't want people spreading, make sure you let them know. Mm. Like, yo, make sure you don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't even talk to your pillow about this. Like, don't even, like, look in the mirror and tell your own reflection about this.
No.
You know? Don't even think about it after I tell you. Like, forget it.
Forget it.
You know? Mm. Just forget it.
You didn't hear anything.
Like, yeah. No. If you're gonna gossip, like, be ready for consequences.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, it might come back to bite you in the back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just want to say, like, to K-pop fans or people who follow K-pop, probably like 95% of the things that you see or that you hear about other people are not real. So
true.
Don't trust it and don't believe it and don't spread it like you know the facts because it's probably not true.
Mm. Mm. And those of you who love twisting words to fit your own narrative, because I feel like people who do that don't even know they're doing it. They're just like, they hear it and they hear it the way they want and boom, it's on Twitter,
it's on all that.
So check yourself one time to see if you're being real with yourself. When you hear something, make sure you fact check it when you put it up too. Don't do stuff to fit your narrative. Listen close.
All right, we hope you guys enjoyed today's episode on gossiping.
Such a radio voice tone. Hi guys, welcome back. What was it, Song K?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hi guys, welcome back to Sound K. Thank you for tuning in. We talked about gossiping today.
Yes. But this was Get Real. And if you want to stay updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And we have full episodes up on YouTube at Dive Pods. So go check them out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, once again, subscribe to and review this podcast. Let us know your honest opinion. But give us 5 stars.
Yes.
Yes.
That is your honest opinion. You just don't know.
5-star right. reviews. And yes, thank you for listening and watching. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.